Steve King and Johnny Putman on WGN Radio, and for Lisa Dent on Chicago's Afternoon News. And I got to tell you, I am rarely nervous about doing interviews. This time I am. And I don't know why. This was one of those cases where, as we were explaining to John Williams, Facebook, for all of its problems, it does bring people together from all over the world.
Yeah.
There is a Facebook group. If you have not checked it out, you should. It's called View From My Window. And basically, people post views from their window from any place in the world. And I follow the group. And recently, there have been a lot of posts from Ukraine. I came across one over the weekend, and I was, for whatever reason, I was just touched by it. And I liked the way that the person who was posting it was writing. I took a chance. I contacted her, and I said, would you like to play radio with us? And I told her what we do. And to my surprise, she said, yeah, I'll do this. So it is my pleasure to say hello to, and please correct me if I mispronounce your name, Ludmila Dulyenko.
Yes, it's correct, Ludmila.
Well, hello.
Hi, guys. Hi, everyone.
Welcome to Chicago. It's after 10 o'clock in the evening in Ukraine, correct?
Yes, yes.
Well, if we say anything that you don't understand, you stop us, and you have a wonderful, wonderful command of the English language. Let me compliment you, and your writing is just beautiful. And you live in Kyiv. You do live in Kyiv, right?
Yes, I live in Kyiv, and I appreciate if you will pronounce it Kyiv, because
yes,
it's Ukrainian pronunciation. Kyiv, it's a Russian pronunciation.
Oh, okay. I'm really glad you explained that, because we were asking on the air the other day why the difference in the pronunciation. So Kyiv is the Ukrainian way to say it. Well, that's how we will say it from now on.
And that's the spelling.
Kyiv, yes.
And
yes.
It's spelled K-Y-E-V, correct?
Yes, Kyiv.
Okay.
Like Kyiv.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, can you tell us a little? And if our listeners hear a little bit of a delay, that's just the delay in the phone system between the United States and Ukraine. Can you tell us a little bit of what is going on in your neighborhood, and what are people feeling? What are they looking at? And what kind of a day did you have?
Okay. Life in Kyiv goes on. People keep living their lives. Businesses work as usual. For example, over the last 3 weeks, more than 10 new restaurants and cafes have opened. 2 days ago, my husband and I visited Whiskey Festival, and the place was crowded. Yesterday, we had a walk at the nearest park full of people. There were dozens of kids playing on playgrounds. People were enjoying warm, sunny weather. There were huge lines to coffee shops. So from my window, I see the same peaceful picture as usual. But of course, we feel anxious most of the time, but there's no despair or panic. We are tired of this waiting and uncertainty, but we are staying strong. We got recommendations from the government to have water and food supplies in our homes, and also grab-and-go bags with necessaries. And also we were provided with a map of the nearest bomb shelters or buildings that can be used as ones. For example, in our yard, we have an underground parking lot. I don't really know what to say more, because none of my friends or people I know left the country. We believe in our army, our people, and everything is okay. Of course, we feel this pressure and all this stress, But we stay strong.
And
this is it.
And I would speculate that it has to make you feel better when you post something is like you did on the Facebook group.
Yes.
And the overwhelming outpouring of love and support.
Yes, after I post this picture, I didn't expect all this support. Thousands of people sended me messages and prayers, and I was totally overwhelmed because they were asking me how I feel, how we're doing, and I was very touched, really touched of all of these people of all around the world, from USA, from Australia, from France. It's great, you know, to feel all this support, to know that the world knows about Ukraine, that we are seen, and that people care about us.
Did you have an opportunity to see Putin's long, apparently it was a very long speech today?
No. You know, I did watch news and speeches because I feel bad after this. I feel stressed, sometimes terrified, but it goes away quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think if something happens, I will know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to hear his voice, to see his face. I just can't stand it. And so I keep myself sane and in good mood.
Mm-hmm.
I avoid all this news.
Understood. Understood. Can I take you in a different direction for just a moment? As we're talking, in Chicago, we're still wearing face masks because of COVID. Is that what you're doing in Ukraine as well? Uh-oh, we may have lost Ludmila. We may have, because we had a little bit of...
Yeah, there was a little bit of...
noise, and then it went
quiet. A distortion on the phone line.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised that we had such a good phone line with just a tiny delay.
And
I'd like her approach, though. I'll know what's going on in the world, but I don't need to put myself through that stress of watching him, because I guess he talked on forever, and it was a very fiery speech. And as I understand it, I did not watch it, but as I understand it, Ukraine was being a slave to the West. And, you know, she's just saying, for my sanity, I just don't expose myself to that. I can't stand to see his face.
Well, I hope we can get back to talk with her.
Yeah.
But I just hope
she's okay.
I love her attitude.
Yeah.
And one of the things we found out after the fact, we've now, both Johnny and I have become Facebook friends with her, and we didn't know this going into it. But, we have her back on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then let me bring her up again.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm back
with
you.
We have you again. Good.
Yes.
Ludmila, I was a little bit worried because you said that you didn't want to see Putin's face, and then all of a sudden you disappeared. I said, oh, no. What happened?
Oh, no, not so fast.
Okay.
Well, actually, we have a much better phone line now. But Johnny had just been asking you about, as we sit here in Chicago, we're still wearing masks and we're dealing with concerns about COVID. Is that the same thing in Ukraine right now? Are you still wearing masks? If you go to restaurants, are there COVID protocols that people have to follow?
Yes. We still wear masks and to go to a restaurant or some public space, you should show QR code, your COVID certificate with vaccination certificate. So, yes, everything is
So this is an incredibly stressful time for you. And again, I think I understood you to say that you do have a bomb shelter right there in your vicinity. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, yes. We got a message in our building's chat that we will use our underground parking lot as bomb shelter.
I see.
And it's supplied with water already. So, yes.
Well, we pray that you won't have to use that, Ludmilla. And if you don't mind, we'll be in touch with you via Facebook. And
I hope we have the chance to talk to you again. Thank you so much for sharing your view of the world
from your window.
And feel a big hug from everyone here in Chicago.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. I'll be in touch.
Thank you, Ludmilla. Thanks. Bye-bye now.
What a charming... I can't imagine living in that kind of a situation. Well, and her attitude is wonderful.
Combined with COVID, I'm thinking going to a bomb shelter, now you've got to worry about that too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just so very happy that she could chat with us for a few minutes this afternoon here on WGN.